Let's start with how nursing homes get paid from Medicaid in Rhode Island. Medicare, the government insurance for seniors, doesn't cover nursing home stays, as I understand it. So just quickly, where does Medicaid come in, and about how much are nursing homes getting from it?
It's a pretty irrational system, nursing facility financing. About 10% of our residents are covered by the Medicare post-hospital skilled nursing facility benefit. They get rehab for 2, 3, 4 weeks, and then they go home. About 2/3 of our residents have their stay covered by Medicaid. And those residents, many of them are long stay. They stay 3 months or longer. The Medicare residents, that revenue from Medicare subsidizes the losses we experience on Medicaid. It's not just in our state, but in most states, Medicaid payment is less than the cost of care, and nursing facilities make up those shortfalls with Medicare revenues. Our healthcare delivery system is full of this kind of cost shifting, but it's particularly acute in the skilled nursing facility world.
About how many nursing homes are there in the state right now? Can you just kind of lay out the landscape for people who aren't familiar with this world?
Sure. Rhode Island has 90 or so nursing facilities. 83 of them are Medicare certified and take patients whose care is covered by Medicaid or Medicare.
So Medicaid, quite an important piece of the nursing home pie, if you will. Now, the governor's budget would basically, as I understand it, keep Medicaid reimbursements to nursing homes where they are right now, right? In other words, a $3.7 million increase that was planned for nursing homes is now off the table. What's the impact for those nursing homes not getting that extra funding?
There are 83 nursing homes in our state that have Medicaid patients. Their costs of providing care for those patients is significantly higher than what Medicaid pays. So every year that the state keeps rates flat, the gap between what it costs to provide good care and the amount the state is paying gets larger.
Virginia Burke, as president of Rhode Island's Healthcare Association, what do you see as some of the other financial pressures on nursing homes at the moment in Rhode Island?
Our costs are increasing. The state is working hard to expand home and community-based services that are available to our elders in need of long-term care. When they do that, they draw away the healthiest patients from nursing facility placement. For that reason, the pool of patients who now are relying on nursing home care are sicker than ever. They require more nursing, and our labor costs alone have gone up by 13% over the past 4 years. This is because of an increase in nursing care. Our patients are sicker. That takes more resources.
Some people listening to this conversation might be thinking, you know, oh, great, do I have to worry about my mom or my dad or my grandparent? You know, could there be cuts in direct patient care?
That's a good question. I think people can relax about that as far as safety and the quality of clinical care. Rhode Island nursing facilities are among the tops in the country on most of the nationally reported quality measures. So our care level will continue to be very good. The problems we experience will be that the bedside care provided by nursing assistants is hard work. It's work that a lot of people aren't interested in doing. It's not like that people are lining up to do this work. It's emotionally challenging. It's physically draining. We need to be able to give these people occasional increases in their pay. As our costs go up and the state's reimbursement stays flat, that becomes more and more difficult. So think about something like if you need to be in a nursing home today, it's because you need 24/7 assistance. If you can't get to the bathroom by yourself and you ring a call bell and you have to wait a little bit too long, it's things like that. It's more quality of life issues than quality of care issues. But they're important. They're very important.
If you were the governor and you were looking at this huge budget shortfall, where would you make the cuts?
I don't know what kind of cuts they need to make. I do know that nursing facility funding is continually looked at as a pay for, and I don't think that's fair to the elders we care for. Very frail, very vulnerable, And honestly, if you had the chance to meet them, very deserving.
What do you mean a pay for?
Nursing facilities are about 18-19% of the state's Medicaid budgets. So if you want to slash 7% out of the budget, you can do it in one stroke by cutting nursing home funding. And I think that's been an attractive target for funding cuts.
Also, nursing home care is expensive, right? I mean, by some standards.
Actually, I can tell you that the state pays $194 a day on average for a day of nursing home care, Medicaid covered. So, yes. But, of course, it depends on what you're comparing it to. At $8 an hour for round-the-clock care that includes housing and meals, it's actually quite cost-effective. It's less expensive than home care. Compared to a hospital, it's less expensive. But if you're a person who doesn't need round-the-clock care, and if you have housing and meals available to you at no expense to the Medicaid program, and you need less than, say, 8 hours a day of care, then you're less expensive at home.
Virginia Burke heads the Rhode Island Healthcare Association, which represents nursing homes in the state. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Healthcare reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation.